This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Sitting in an airport lounge recently, I watched an ad for the latest Terminator movie. It will be the fifth big screen version of the basic killer robot from the future story, and I was struck by a realization. The new picture, Terminator Genisys, features a new and younger cast of characters, but it also features a lengthy appearance from the original Terminator robot himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who will be 68 years old at the end of this month. Now, that's a rather old piece of technology when you think about it. Most of us won't keep a phone around if it's more than a couple of years old. And when the next version of Apple Computer's MacBook Air is released, I'll probably toss the one I'm using right now. That's the great thing about technology. It's utterly disposable and constantly being upgraded. But not in the universe of the Terminator films, apparently. In that world, for some reason, intelligent beings from a distant technology-controlled future continue to rely on a rather creaky and elderly and probably bug-filled Terminator for their terminating needs. But in the airport lounge along with me and also watching the ad for the new Terminator film was a young father and his very young son, and at a certain point in the trailer, Arnold Schwarzenegger utters his famous catchphrase, "I'll be back," and the father and I both laughed out loud, happily, and we exchanged a look, and his son looked at the two of us, then back at the TV, and then back at us and said, "I'll be back? Is that, like, a thing?" See, for a certain portion of the movie-going audience, and sadly that portion is getting larger and larger every day, catchphrases like "I'll be back" are just not part of the collective memory. And when the next Star Wars movie is released sometime in December of this year, the actor who plays Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, will be 64 years old. So put it this way, if you could remember sitting in a theater watching Harrison Ford running around as Indiana Jones in the first Raiders of the Lost Ark picture, I got some bad news for you. You're old. The Terminator, though, is nothing if not a resourceful time traveler. So say this for Arnold Schwarzenegger. He knows how to keep his personal brand relevant. 2 days after getting demographically disconnected in the airport lounge, I was driving to a meeting in Los Angeles using the convenient navigation app Waze. Now, this time, though, when I plugged in my destination, the app asked me a question. Would I like, it asked, to change the voice that gives the directions? How about, it suggested, if the directions were delivered by Arnold Schwarzenegger? So, of course, I immediately said yes, and it really was like having the Terminator himself, or I suppose the former governor of California, depending on which part of Schwarzenegger's resume appeals to you the most, order you around town. "Turn left now," he barked at me. "Stay to the right," he commanded me. I have to say, and I know it's a cheesy and cheap publicity stunt for the release of the movie, but it's also really cool. And it's also the only way these old guys, who are, let's face it, getting up there in age, the only way they're going to stay relevant and in the public eye. Once you hit 70, it's awfully hard to pull off the action hero act. The audience gets younger, the bones get more brittle, the world keeps sending the message that it's time to retire. But if Arnold's voice can give you driving directions, why can't Luke Skywalker's? Why can't Harrison Ford's voice guide you through your online tax preparation? Why isn't Sylvester Stallone's voice being used for Google Translate? The Terminator's right. He will be back. Just not in a movie. Next time, he'll be back in an app. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll do what everybody else does. We'll steal from Reddit. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.